T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Georgia State head coach Sean Elliott joins us on Sports Radio 90 on the game this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Coach, you sound like you look excited this morning. Had a good night's rest last night?
I'm always excited. I mean, you got to know true. That by now.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, this is true, Coach. I thought I'd catch you slipping a little bit. But, Coach, your rushing attack has been pretty consistent all season long. How is that the case?
Well, you know, it's just our third season here, but we've been trying to build that for the last two seasons. We took a step forward a year ago. We've got some good quality backs, and we've got consistency up front in our offensive line. And then when you throw in a mobile quarterback, it makes for a pretty good recipe of a rushing attack. You know, it goes without saying, you've got to have great blocking, and you have precision in the cuts from our backs. But we're just keeping things very, very simple and doing things over and over and over again that we have become accustomed to do and seeing as far as fronts and stunts and blitzes, whatever it may be. And we don't change it a whole lot. So we stick to what we do, and we try to do it as well as we can.
Well, you're doing it so well that to this point in the season, Georgia State, and I'm just making a statement to the audience, is eighth in the nation in rushing. You're a rushing coach for more yards than Clemson, more yards than Georgia, and you're playing a team in Army that also likes to run the ball. You're eighth in the nation in rushing. They're 10th in the nation in rushing, and so we can expect a lot of ground attack, I would think, come Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe we're better coached than Clemson and Georgia. I don't know. Maybe we got some pretty good players. What do you think? I don't know.
Hey, Coach, it sounds legit to me.
I'm just joking around with you. But, you know, we do. We have some good quality players. A week ago, I think we set the rushing record 350 yards. And to tell you the truth, we had a first half that I thought was very poorly played from us offensively. From our offensive line standpoint, our backs made up for it, but we didn't play very well up front. We got going there in the second quarter, the end of the second quarter into the second half, and really did well, I thought, finishing the game. But it wasn't a great effort, but we're doing a good job. Like I said, we keep it consistent, and we do the things necessary to be successful, and that's showing these guys the fronts and stunts and things they need to go out. And they can almost block our system with their eyes closed, and that's something I feel very, very good about. And our backs are very good in reading their cuts, and they stick their foot in the ground, and they get north and south. So we're pretty pleased at this point.
We're talking to head coach of Georgia State, Coach Sean Elliott, on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Now, Coach, you got a quarterback, you got Trey Barnett, you got Seth Pays, all ran for over 100 yards last week. Talk about how easy it is to call plays when you have three guys on your squad that could gash a defense at any given time.
Yeah, you know, first time we ever had that. I think it was the first time that at Georgia State here we had ever had two runners rush for 100 yards, but we had three, and I didn't even know it during the course of the game. It's special to have. We know the ability of our quarterback and his run game. We know Trey Barnett. He's shown the signs of doing it in Seth Page a year ago and this year, of course. We've got Destin Coates that can do it as well. And we've got such an unselfish backfield. When I talk about the quarterback and those three or four backs that can go in there and carry the football, such a fine group of young men that doesn't care about really the numbers. They care about winning, and that's why they're special, and that's why they're successful. But we've got good quality backs, and it's a good feeling to know that you can just replace a back with a good quality back, just as the one you just took out.
Talking with Georgia State head coach Sean Elliott on Sports Radio 92 on the game, ahead of their game against Army. Army's going to be in 7 o'clock kick, live on Sports Radio 92 on the game, Georgia State Stadium. You had Air Force in the past. You've got Army coming in. Of course, there'll be huge support, especially from, you know, down southwest, down in Columbus, because they're going to come up. Fort Benning's going to represent, you know that. So I imagine there could be quite a bit of Army fans coming to this game. And it's part of the growth of the program. I mean, you have Army coming in now. You have Army coming back in 2021. And in future years, teams like North Carolina's coming in, for example. Vanderbilt's coming in. You continue to grow the program with big programs coming in. And this is just one of those steps here to bring a team as well-known as Army into town.
Yeah, it is. You know, Army brings in a kind of wealth of support. And I know that they're going to file in here, and that's exciting for us. But the notoriety that Army has, the tradition that they have, you know, they're coming off back-to-back 10-win seasons, which is remarkable. I mean, it seems like yesterday I was watching them defeat Houston in their bowl game from a year ago, and I believe they defeated them 77-7, that ultimately got someone canned out there in Houston. So they're a good football team, quality, well-coached, and going to bring a great rushing attack in here. You know, it was just the other day they're up there playing Michigan there. I believe they finished that game in overtime and lost a close one. But I can't wait. I think it's going to be an exciting environment. The atmosphere, I think, will be electric. I hope this thing, I believe we have about 700 tickets left, something like that. I was sitting here with our SID, Allison George, and I told her, I said, I've got 30 tickets. I said, I'm going to call everybody from the Air Force. I'm going to call everybody from the Marines. I need the Coast Guard in here, see if I can get some guys in here to pull for the Panthers as well, you know.
Right, we're talking about Army coming into town for what appears to be a sellout at Georgia State Stadium. And, of course, everything's still in front of you. Second place in the East behind Appalachian State. You know, a bowl game potentially looming for you guys. I mean, this is, you know, a chance to really make another mark. You already have a win over Tennessee. To get another FBS win would be a big feather in your cap.
Yeah, it would. You know, I just read a quote to our football team, and I'll read it for you right now. And it says, honey seems tasteless to a person who is full, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. And I just reminded our guys, you know, where we are and what we have the opportunity to do. But the hunger has to stay with us. We can't look too far down the road. We can't rest on our laurels. We haven't done anything at this moment. We've got to go out there and prepare, and we've got to fight, and we've got to be as hungry for this win this weekend as we were for the Tennessee win and all the wins that we've had this year. And we've just got to go out there and prove it. But it starts with practice and preparation. And I mentioned to them last week, and a lot of people don't talk about it, but you have to practice winning. You have to talk about what it takes to become a winner, how you practice to win. So I said, let's practice winning. And that's something I threw at them last week. And we certainly have got to continue doing that.
Talking to the head coach of Georgia State, Coach Sean Elliott. Coach, real quick. How difficult is it to prepare for the kind of offense that Army runs?
Yeah, you know, it is difficult. You know, their traditional triple option scheme is certainly something that you don't see week in and week out. Not only does it take a lot of preparation for our defensive coaches, but it also takes away from us offensively because, you know, usually during practice you spend the times on your skeleton right there or your 7-on-7 that you go in and doing your pass rush where you – have to take a lot of that stuff away from us offensively and give the time to the defense so they can just study and prepare for this type of offense. It's certainly a wrinkle that's thrown in when you have it in the middle of your season. It's something that you ultimately don't like to see as a football coach, but it's our schedule. They're next, and we're going to go out and prepare just like we do every single week, and that's hard and get after it every day.
We look forward to it. Big crowd, big game, live on Sports Radio 90 to end the game on Saturday night. Army against Georgia State. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
I really do appreciate y'all each and every week. Thank y'all very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.